Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey guys, it's Candace
and Kayla, and we are directionally challenged.
Yep, we thought we would have it all figured out by the time we're in our 30s.
But we don't. We don't have it all figured out, and that's okay. And you know, I have to say, there is something about the holidays that truly reminds us that it's okay to not have it all figured out, that you're great right where you are. And it's such a nice time to be with the ones we love and snuggle up and watch our favorite movies and listen to our favorite music. And there is a special movie coming out this season that we are so excited to highlight with you guys. Candace, do you want to talk to us about what movie's coming out this season?
Yes, I'm so excited. I know we talked about a little bit earlier this year on the podcast. There were a few episodes I wasn't a part of, and I was like, I'm gone working. Well, this is what I was working on. It is Reba McEntire's Christmas in Tune. It is airing on Lifetime. It is a Lifetime Christmas movie. Oh my goodness. What else feels like a big sweater hug and drinks like a warm hot cup of cocoa? Not only a Christmas Lifetime movie, but with Reba McEntire. And it just aired on the 26th of November. So if you had a lovely Thanksgiving and maybe watched a movie with your family, maybe you saw it on the Lifetime Network. If you didn't, it's out now and you can watch it. And it was such a delight to film, and it's such a delight to be able to sit down and finally talk about it today.
I know. We can't wait to review it. I felt so special. We got a link and we got to watch it before it came on air, and it was just so fun as your friend to see you in it. So today we are sitting down with Megan Gailey. She and her co-host, Naomi Ekperigin, every week sit down to recap a different Lifetime movie beat by beat, going through every gripping, outrageous plot twist with the help of special guests from the films themselves. Candace today, and the entertainment world at large. The hosts break down just what makes a Lifetime movie so instantly iconic and seek advice from their new Lifetime pals on how they can nab a starring role for themselves someday. Candace, maybe you can help Megan in that regard. But Lifetime movies should be enjoyed in the company of your best friends. And Naomi and Megan and Candace and I, this episode, have got you guys covered.
So without further ado, let's talk Reba McEntire's Christmas in Tune with our guest, Megan Gailey. And we're here with Megan Gailey. Thank you so much for joining us. Kayla and I had so much fun on your podcast talking about Lifetime movie. It was Love, Pray, Slay. What was it? Love,
oh, yes. Love,
Pray, Slay, Eat, Pray, Slay.
About the emo teen vampire.
Yes.
So, I mean, yeah, the Lifetime movies, they run the gamut of teen vampires to now getting into the holiday season. It's so fun. I mean, I don't know how far ahead we are, but like, I truly, when today's calendar flip happened, I was like, I'm ready. Let's go. Home Alone things are ordered for my house. I saw a Santa out last night. I'm like, yes, this is why I got my red on already.
I know. I was just going to say, Candace has cute red lips. You've got your red shirt on. We are in the holiday spirit over here, even though we're recording this on November 1st. We're in.
Yes, I think I'm that bad person that like, because I don't know what. No, I don't know what Thanksgiving decorations are. You know, like I know it's like pilgrims and you can still have the autumnal sort of pumpkins and things out, but it's not a decoration friendly holiday. So it only makes sense that you go cobwebs into mistletoe to me.
Well, I think we're all learning, like maybe looking at the history of like,
yeah,
the Thanksgiving decorum of what would have been when we were children versus now. It just maybe looks a little bit different while wanting to stick more to an autumnal. What is that word you just used? It's fantastic.
I don't think anyone can pronounce it correctly.
I don't even, now that you're asking me, I'm like, I don't think I can say it again.
Autumnal?
Autumnal? No, I can't do it. Just rewind, dub it back, and then be like, yep, you nailed it.
Well, I'm going to delay talking about the movie a little bit more because I also want to say congratulations. I just checked out your Instagram and
Thank you.
Very exciting 2020 ahead.
Yes.
You are with child, as one would say.
I am. And this is my second day of wearing maternity pants.
Yes.
And I don't actually think I need to be in them yet, but they are so comfortable that I don't think I'm going to go back. Like, I think I may be maternity pants gal till like the retirement home. Like, these are good.
And they make them so well now where it really looks like a normal pair of pants. So my question is, why don't we just always wear them all the time? There's really no reason. Can maternity pants just be normal pants now?
Yeah, like Halloween was the first day I was wearing them. And I'm like, yeah, no, these are the perfect Halloween pant. Because it's like I kept going to all these kids' parties and there's not just candy, but then there were breakfast tacos and dips and cupcakes. Ooh. And I'm like, I can't imagine being here not in these maternity pants. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm so happy that I'll be in my second and third trimester in the winter months. So it can be lots of layers and sort of hiding behind grocery bags like I'm in a sitcom, you know?
Well, and let's be real. Like, the truth is the best holiday food is over those months. And so you're going to be consuming anyways, and you're feeding for two now. So you could just have more of everything you enjoy.
Yeah, I ate right before I got on, and I'm going to eat right after I get off. And we're having a little boy. So if either of you have any hashtag boy mom tips, I know it's going to be a lot of balls flying at my head. Not clueless intended, but like I just like imagine a wiffle ball bat hitting me for the rest of my life. But
We're both girl moms, so have no idea.
I know, but zero idea.
We can definitely get them, you know, dating when we're older, and we can have lots of fun together.
Okay, great. Okay, dating friends.
But I love your reference about like balls flying everywhere, because I do think that's actually something that mom's experience. Candace and I have yet to experience that, but we will let you know if and when that happens.
Girls tend to be climbers. I feel like every little girl I know loves to like climb to the top of a bookcase they're not supposed to. And so they're adventurers, you know, they're like our pilgrims. And then boys are, oh boy, they seem rambunctious.
A lot of energy.
I'm going to get us back on track here, ladies, because the truth is we could stall and not talk about what we're here to talk about for a long time. And Megan, we loved being on your podcast and going through every gripping, outrageous plot twist of the movie that we reviewed with you guys. And today we're going to do that for Reba McEntire's Christmas in Tune. Woo-woo! And the premise of this movie is years after their personal and professional breakup, the singing duo of Georgia and Joe Winter agree to reunite after their daughter, Candace King, asks them to participate in a Christmas concert, only to find themselves getting back in tune on stage and off.
Ooh, steamy.
I feel the sparks already. I am so honored to be here with one of the stars of the new Lifetime movie. Candace, you have to tell us. I mean, let's be honest here. It's Reba. It's Candace. It's Christmas. It's music. I mean, what else do you want in a movie?
Mel, our producer, Mel, I'm waiting for like the clap and applause to come in. Is there a button for that or no? Okay. That's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, man. Dramatic pause. Is it coming? It was really just a joke that is now falling flat. Obviously, this is... There it is. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Oh, thank you. Yes, I am popping my Lifetime movie cherry with a just delightful Christmas movie. And yeah, Reba McEntire, who else wouldn't jump at the chance to like work amongst, you know, country royalty? And I got to be lucky enough to play her daughter and John Schneider of Dukes of Hazzard fame. So it was pretty awesome, like to go in and have like the coolest parents ever. And they were both singing. Like I got to be in a room with Reba McEntire singing.
And to do your first Lifetime movie is a Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. You didn't even have to run away from a neighbor slash husband. You got to dive right into the happiest time of the year, which is so, so exciting.
I didn't have to steal any babies.
No,
I didn't have
to
catch anyone in the act.
I'm always so fascinated about the Christmas turnaround. What month did you guys film this in?
We filmed this in May.
So it was about three and a half, four weeks in May.
And we filmed right here in Nashville. And so at the time, my husband and I were talking about actually moving to Nashville. And first of all, we were like, well, we're never going to find a house that quickly. And then second of all, we're like, we just need a sign. You know, we just need a sign. So when I became aware of this project, literally within the same, you know, week, I got the call that this project was a go, and I was fortunate enough to be a part of it. And then also my husband found a house here. So we were just like, oh my gosh,
that's a
Nashville.
Big sign.
It was a big sign. So it was my first time working post-pregnancy, you know, in the pandemic and also in our new city that we live in. And I really got to explore just really cool elements of the city because of the movie and because, you know, Reba was...
It's royalty. It's Nashville royalty. Yeah.
It's so funny because, you know, they always say never work with your heroes. And we talk about that all the time. Candace and I have this thing of like, it's, you know, it's just better to not meet your heroes, not work with them. It's better that way. But I have a feeling, and Candace, you back me up here, that maybe it's different with Reba.
Of course. I still feel like, you know, I'm still me and I don't know how to put full sentences together. And usually my foot up ends up in my mouth and I trip over something and make a complete fool of myself. I don't think I did that terribly this time.
No.
But she couldn't have been more welcoming. She's everything and more that I would, you know, being around just created, you know, I think who like obviously this is her film. She sets the tone and it was just such a joy. She just made the whole experience easy. Everyone was so friendly and it just was just so easy. It was long days, but it didn't feel that long because, you know, Reba set such a wonderful tone on this project and such a cheerful tone for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, and like Reba is obviously music royalty, but she's also a very accomplished actress. Like I loved the Reba sitcom.
Yes.
And I feel like the internet has been talking a lot about it lately. I've seen it on Twitter a bunch. And then obviously I love corn dogs. And there's all of these photos of Reba on private planes eating corn dogs. And so people send it to me all the time. And like Reba kind of looks like my mom too. And so I'm like, oh my God, like, here, I'll show you a picture of my mom, and you tell me. That's kind of a Reba vibe.
That she is definitely a Reba, vibe, for sure.
So, like, Reba has such a soft spot in my heart that, like, she feels like Christmas. You know, even because it's the red hair. You know, it feels like, oh, if Mrs. Claus was, like, sexy, it would be Reba.
I will say, throughout this movie, I was wildly impressed with her outfits. When you said the word sexy, it just reminded me. I mean, a few of her performance outfits, I am so impressed that anyone with her experience can throw something on like that. After she has had been here for so long and had so many fantastic outfits, she still ceases to amaze me. One of those dresses, the back goes all the way down. And I mean, it is backless and it is sexy.
The green number. The green number. End, I was like, I want that. Like, I'm like, that's not even like Reba looks good in that, but like, I want to shimmy around. It sort of had like Tina Turner, like strings hanging to. Oh, yeah. Reba looked great in her hair. And I love that the beginning of the movie is just sort of your parents being like, Belle, you look beautiful. Like, they both see you. And so it's like, whether that was written in because they were like, this lady just had a baby. Okay, let's pump her up. Or it's just like, that's how parents act. They really were giving you their blonde beauty a lot of love.
Those were the rewrites I demanded.
Okay,
I was like, guys, I need them to tell me how beautiful I am at least once every act. Every act.
The one thing I love about these movies too are the names. The names are so key. I mean, their last name's Winter. I love it so much. Candace, your character's name is Belle, like the Christmas bell, and it all is so intertwined. And the lyrics, the thing that really struck me about this movie in particular is there's so much music in it. And I know it's Reba, and I know it's called Christmas in Tune, but there is so much music in it, and it really is so fun. It really takes you there instantly, and it feels like it's already Christmas time.
Original music.
Original music.
Whenever you think you've heard every Christmas song, and I think country stars do this amazing. I love Kacey Musgraves, Christmas music, Kelly Clarkson. Like, they come out with these Christmas specials that are so exciting, and Reba obviously too. But I'm like, damn, I guess there's a lot of Christmas music I didn't even know about.
So they just are like, people are just able to continue to write Christmas music, and it just amazes me. There's always another like element of the holiday to write about. But that's what I thought was so sweet too is, first of all, just they obviously didn't have all the songs written out in the script. And so then I was excited to hear them in person and live and knowing that like two very talented musicians would be, you know, singing and performing these songs. You know, they both are the vocalist and John's really playing the guitar. And
yeah,
and
that's
so
amazing.
It was fun. It was fun to be able to watch.
I didn't realize that he sang live as well. I mean, obviously you assume Reba's singing in the movie, but while I was watching it, I wasn't sure if he was singing or not. And I was impressed either way. I thought him mouthing the lyrics, I was wildly impressed because it looked so realistic, but then also him singing, his voice is fantastic. I had no idea that he was also a musician. So really well cast. They did such a good job. Their chemistry is amazing. I just kept writing as I was watching this chemistry.
We'd call him a silver fox hunk.
Oh, I would. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that the Lifetime podcast, like a Thor, like official word?
That's like my own personal. That's my own personal thing that I like to. My dad calls himself a silver fox. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. He thinks he looks just like the man from CSI. And I'm like, one person on a plane told you that. You were William Peterson and now you're running with it. But this is, yes, like John could be in other Lifetime movies as just like a hunky traitor of some sort. And Duke, the guy who played Duke, was just in The Five Bloods, which as I was watching it, I was like, he looks so familiar to me. And it was one of the most impactful movies of the last year, Oscar nominated. And Norm Lewis, I think is his name. And
yeah,
he seemed... Just the whole Troy. Oh my God. Let's talk about a hunk. I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself.
You're not
going down all the list of hunks in it.
This episode does come out after it's aired. So we can, like, hopefully we'll have, like, watched it. Yeah.
We're getting everybody all horned up for
it. Everyone all into it. I know. Candace, your co-star Justin David plays Troy, the soldier who you end up falling in love for. And it's so cute. And what I love so much about the story is that you see Reba and John's character falling back in love by witnessing young love. And it's really lovely. So there's this parallel between Candace and Justin and Reba and John all falling in love together. And it's really a movie for all generations, because you can relate to the young love, or you can relate to rekindling the older love. And it's just really beautiful. And it kind of covers all spectrums.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Dear Ashley Challenge. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the chocolate bliss and caramel sundae, and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of hydrate mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. with so many sample packs, new products. It's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
And we're back. Well, Candace, talk to us. What was it like? Are there any fun stories or funny things that happened on set? I mean, that's all anyone ever wants to know about.
I think before we got on mic, we were kind of like talking about the fact that obviously it's November 1st. Like, are we into the fact that everything is Christmassy? Do we like that there are trees at the mall? Do we like that Mariah Carey's song is already like climbing the charts to put some more dollars in her wallet? Which, yes, I love that. Get it, uh-huh. Mariah. Get uh-huh. it. But for me, I just was so thrilled to sit down and read just something that just felt like a yummy warm cup of tea or hot cocoa or apple cider. And, you know, last year was obviously, you know, a difficult year for many. And I think everyone found comfort to a certain extent in, you know, whether it's Netflix or Lifetime, in different forms of entertainment, because we live in a different world still. And so being able to go to work on a set where everything is like Christmas lights and Christmas trees and they're singing original Christmas music and, you know, everyone's just falling in love. It was a nice environment to work in. And it's like, I love watching those just like really yummy, cozy, tasty holiday movies that just like feeds your soul. And, and so it was fun to actually be a part of one. I learned a lot about Christmas movies. Holy moly. Like, they're machines. It's wild.
So are there like ingredients they have to have?
Oh, yeah. It's all about like you need a tree. There's trees, wreaths, and lights. And if there's ever any, like, every single shot has Christmas in it. And you don't think about that when you're watching the movie. You're like, wow, that's a, like, it just seems like a dreamscape of decorations. Paula Hart produced this along with her daughter, Melissa Joan Hart. They produced the film. Their production company did. And it was so fascinating to learn about, like, you know, the fact that they have, like, all these decorations that they keep for all these movies that gets used because it's like always Christmas, and even like the sweaters and the scarves and
so the styling. You were in red or green. Georgia was in red or green. Yeah, I was really curious. Obviously, Georgia's home, her country home, is so beautiful. And I know enough now about movies that the exteriors are not the. But what was that interior? Because Naomi and I talk a lot about like Lifetime kitchen porn, and you see these kitchens and you're just like, oh my God. And some are better than others. But this is top three Lifetime kitchens I've ever seen. And I just want to know, does Kristen Cavallari own it? Like, where is that in Nashville?
Yeah, this was like a Nancy Meyers kitchen. Like, yes. I could not get enough of it. It's a real kitchen at a real house. Everything was on location. Nothing was a soundstage, which was really cool. So even, you know, as we kind of open the film, the kind of the first time we're at least seeing, you know, Belle and Georgia, me with Reba, like she's actually riding her own horse, which is like fun.
Is that her, own horse? Because that is everything you want when you see Reba in a movie. She's got her side braid on with her Christmas garb and she comes up riding a horse. I was just like, this is it. I can die now. This is the moment.
I know. Oh, I know.
And that's her own horse now.
It's her own horse. But what's funny is this is my like fourth time working with horses on a set. And my first time went really bad. So I actually have like huge horse stage fright. Like I get very nervous to work with horses. But luckily, like this time, it was very calming. On Vampire Diaries, a horse almost bit my face, like on camera. There's a very like, for anyone that watches the show, there's like Klaus draws Caroline a picture of her petting this horse, and they have this like big moment where they talk outside. What people don't know is we had to step like 10 feet away from the horse because they brought a horse that gets spooked by lights and noises.
But this is an acting horse. Yes, it's supposed to be
I don't understand.
A horse that's like an LA horse.
The horse is not feeling it. The horse did not want to be pet by me. And it literally like went to snap at my face. And luckily, I obviously did not get like snapped. And it was a very nice horse. But like, I'm no offense, horse. Like, you're a beautiful horse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, so I always get a little nervous.
Maybe acting isn't for you. Listen, a lot of casting directors have told me it's not for me. But then it's like, you hear this is going to be Reba's horse and you're like, oh God, have they ever taken a class? Like,
I know.
Because then you're like, is Reba just shoehorning this horse in because she's Reba? But this was a well-behaved horse.
I have really, because we skipped over this and I really need to know the answer to this question. I know you had mentioned that they reuse some of the Christmas decorations, which was something I was always so curious about. And I wonder, Megan, if you guys could do a podcast episode at any point where you can watch a bunch of the Christmas movies, the Lifetime Christmas movies, and figure out like what decorations have been reused where. That would be fascinating. But then do they do that with all the wardrobe too or no? They don't reuse the wardrobe.
I think some pieces, not like specifically highlighted pieces, but like if
maybe
you think
like a
about
red scarf
it,
or,
there's a Christmas closet that you pull.
Yeah,
from.
There's like a period soundstage where it's like, oh, okay, 1930s is here, the gold rush is over here. I'm sure there's like
a
modern
Christmas.
Yes,
that's a dream.
And this movie also needed a lot of military garb, and I was curious if there were any actual military members, like from the videos and stuff. One of those women, I was like, she seems like she's really in the military talking to her kids.
Oh, there was someone working on set who was in the military who they were constantly checking with, like, hey, is this how, you know, Justin was asking, like, is this how I would stand? I want to, you know, be respectful to the military way and be honest in the way that I'm portraying this character. And then even down to the wardrobe, like, they've changed, I guess, the military wardrobe as of late. So this is like brand new stuff that they got, and it's very true to what the active military are wearing right now. So they really, really wanted to respect military members and you know, their service for our country and show them in their true garb and also in true stature and manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's definitely an at ease that made it into the movie from the general saying to Troy. Yes. And I love that the general is like, you hear about him before you see him. You hear about him a few times. And then he comes in and he's just like such a big Georgia and Joe fan. He's like not a scary general at all and like wants a photo and is like, you know, business-like, but it's like, it's an encrypted phone. Like, I do love like a figure that you're like, oh my gosh, like the wizard, like, oh, is he gonna be so scary? And then he just loves like duet Christmas country music.
Who doesn't, really? Who doesn't?
I know. You know, generals, they're just like us.
Just like us.
Just like us. There's a lyric that I wrote down that I just thought was the best that I know when this music comes out, it's going to be in my head. It says, I swear the mistletoe is hanging low, whispering in my ear. I was like, writing it down. I love it. And it's so fun to watch them write the music as it comes to mind. I mean, it's exactly what you would think when you see musicians. It's those quintessential moments of like, I need a writing tool. And then like feeling inspired again to write. And This movie has everything. It's so fun. Mm-hmm. And Candace, there's such an adorable moment where you and Justin start dancing together and you were doing the moves that your parents then couldn't do. And you guys are following suit and doing them so well. And it was really cute. How long did you have to rehearse that?
Days and weeks. No, if you haven't seen it, it's like a two-step. It's very easy.
No, not for everyone.
I'll show you later, Kayla. You're going to nail it. Like that location is called Dark Horse Studios, which is a very famous studio here in Nashville. And it's out kind of like between like Franklin and Leapers. I should know exactly where it is. And like so many greats have recorded there. It's this like sprawling property out in the country, and there's cabins where you can sleep, you can stay, you can live there while you're writing and recording. And, you know, the tapestries on the walls and the ceilings, you know, none of that was set dressing. That's all just there.
Oh, wow.
And so that was the real fun thing too, is being able to kind of get a mini tour of the city. We were at Belmont University for a week, which was really cool. Just kind of being on that stage and just knowing what Belmont means here in Nashville. And
I know people that went there, and I have a family friend who went there, and it's a school that focuses on preparing people to work in the music business, is from my understanding. Like, people go there if they want to be record producers, managers, agents, in a way that I don't necessarily feel like Hollywood has the same thing. Mm. Like, you come out to LA and it's, you know, people went to probably 10 to 15 different schools, NYU, obviously. But it's like, if you work in country music, you probably went to Belmont.
Oh, wow.
And that sort of seems like, I know a lot of people that go there with that end goal in mind. So I'm guessing that's where the snowball was filmed.
Yes, that's where the snowball was filmed.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, two other checklist things that seem like they have to be in a movie that Kayla's lyric reminded me of is Christmas tree shopping.
Right.
That's a must. Mm-hmm. And also caroling. And the mm-hmm. thing is, it's like, I definitely caroled in high school. In choir, we would go to retirement communities.
Aww.
But I don't know if I've ever seen caroling out in the wild. Like, people knocking on doors.
Okay, I'm going to blow your mind. I'm going to blow your mind. My parents, okay. growing up, my parents threw a Christmas party every single year, and we went caroling. My mom would hire a concert pianist at the party, and then we would practice at the party. Everyone had their caroling book, and we would practice the carols, and then we would go out in the neighborhood and carol door to door. I'm not joking.
Wow. And this was Christmas Eve?
It was like the week before Christmas. They would always have it the Saturday, the week before Christmas. And I mean, it was a massive Christmas party. And so as a child growing up, I thought that a lot of people did this, and that people just normally at Christmas parties and when they felt inspired would knock on people's doors and sing Christmas carols. And we would do this. I mean, I think we did it for maybe 12 years in a row. I mean,
wow.
This was a significant Christmas party. And now that I'm an adult, I just laugh at how rare that is and how that just seemed so normal, because you're right. It is in a lot of Christmas books, a lot of movies, a lot of everything. And so I just assumed, you know, that's what people did.
No, that's some Norman Rockwell stuff for sure.
Because
my family used to throw, and still does sometimes, a Christmas Eve party. And there would be a pianist, but people would just be getting their buzz on. Like, we were not. And like, yeah, maybe my dad would get drunk and sing, but we were not going door to door. Like, we are staying inside. But now I want to like be invited. No, I'm not even a good singer, but I'm like, I want to carol. I've just seen it happen so many times. And there were some parallels in this movie almost to Love Actually. Like, and I guess that some of that is just Christmas movies in general, of like a rekindling. It is a magical time. Mm-hmm. I got married less than 2 weeks before Christmas.
Aww.
And I didn't want to have a Christmas wedding necessarily. Like, when we see the Christmas wedding in there and there's poinsettias, I was like, that's my nightmare. That's not what I wanted. But that I thought that was a father-daughter dance, by the way. And it was a groom and his bride. But I wanted to have a wedding around Christmas because I do feel like it's a magical time. And it is, I actually secretly, I don't know if I've ever said this publicly. This is really embarrassing. I believe in Santa, and I don't think he comes to my house, and I don't think he probably goes to your guys' houses, but I do think there is a magic around Santa that comes out at the holidays where magical things happen.
I love this. This is your lifetime movie, Megan. This is your lifetime movie. We will recap this next season.
You're giving Melissa like that. Okay, we got to get this lady off.
And thank you, Megan. It was so nice talking with you. Happy holidays. Take your prenatal.
There is something to be said about what you're saying. How, you know, just believing in the idea of good and someone being good then spreads more good throughout the world. And I do think that you are right about that.
Yeah, like there's just a little something in the air, you know?
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Dear Ashley Challenge.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
And we're back. Well, with Christmas lights on and street lamps, and you know, it's just the, even that simple thing just always gets me like excited for the holidays, and just taking a breath, and maybe the finality of a year. Like it, you know what I mean? The idea, like we're almost there. Like for some sort of like, it's okay just to sit and be cozy and like be in PJs and still be wearing PJs at like noon and drinking coffee, and that's okay. And we all kind of get like a breath and a time to do that.
And to be with family. And you're right, it is the closing of a year. And there's that promise, albeit a false promise a lot of times, that the next year is going to be the big one. You know, that's going to be the year everything gets back on track. And we're not in it yet, so we can't even do anything to prepare for that. But hope, and yes, sit in our dirty pajamas.
And fall in love.
And fall in love, or back in love.
Okay, but here's my question that I've always wanted to know. So you're shooting this movie in May, right? Yeah. And that's like, so it's not cold outside. And maybe hot chocolate doesn't always sound good when it's still summertime. Were there moments that you would come home and have to remind yourself, oh my gosh, you're right, it's not December right now, because you're living in it so much? Or did you feel almost like you could separate, like, okay, this is all... well, this is going to be a great Christmas moment when it comes out, but it's not Christmas right now? Because I would think that you would almost sometimes forget that it's summertime when you're shooting something like this.
And I'll add to that. Are you worried that when we get to the full swing of Christmas season this year, you're going to go, oh, no, I already did Christmas this year?
All right. So it was not like it did get hot in certain locations because... they're old houses, you know, maybe, and you can't really work the air conditioner too much. And you are wearing a lot of cashmere and sweaters and scarves. But it was still springtime here in Tennessee. And actually, it was beautiful. Like all the magnolias were blooming on these like beautiful old trees on the property. Like it just was gorgeous. So it luckily wasn't like the like middle of summer. I think that that would be always a little bit more difficult to film with a bunch of sweaters on. But I thought I was going to kind of be annoyed by all the Christmassy stuff. I loved it. I loved it. You know, it's been a really tough year and a half, 2 years. And I loved going into a job in which like I got fake snow just like drizzled on my head on like wearing a fluffy hat. And also after having a baby, I didn't want to wear a tank top. No, ma'am. Like get... I want long sleeves and a trench coat. Like, give me some boots. Like, I just,
you're like,
I was
Megan,
thrilled.
Give you all the layers. Yes. You
give
guys
me
are going to have all the layers.
I love
an infinity
layers.
Scarf around my body, please.
Yes, yes, exactly. So that was like a nice, I liked all the layers. And it was, yeah, it's just, I love the twinkle lights and I love the trees. I love Christmas. And when my husband and I met and like as we built our family and blended our family together, you know, I have two stepdaughters. And so and then
like, obviously now we have children together as well. And so, but for those, you know, few first years, it was us kind of, it was actually a holiday that brought us together in a really beautiful way. And we discovered our own traditions. And so it actually was one of the chances where we all got really close. You know, we had, whether it was like in, we were in Denver and we'd always jump in a pool when it was really cold outside and snowing, or we'd take Polaroids and make the Polaroids our Christmas ornaments. And so I always wanted to be with like a lot of family during Christmas. Like that like pumps me up. So Christmas in our family is always like been a really, like, I get excited for that time of year. So being able to kind of like live it all over again, I was thrilled. I was like, yes, give me all the fake snow, like give me the Christmas carols. I'm here for it.
Was this movie written with Reba in mind?
I don't know. I don't know, actually. I have no idea.
Just because their relationship, you know, there are Faith Hill and Tim McGraw are a country couple. Trisha Yearwood and Garth Brooks are a country couple. So it is sort of, I guess, hip hop has this version too. And well, and pop always has, like, whether the couples are real or not. Mm-hmm. But I was just curious, like, because Reba seems to fit in it so wonderfully. Do you and Reba text? Is there like a group thread from the movie?
There have been texts, but we are very, I know, guys, but very busy. She's very busy.
You're busy.
Oh yeah. I'm so busy, guys. So busy. No, but she couldn't have been, again, like a brighter light to, you know, go and be around each day. And, yeah. And she's like a comic, you know, like sitcom genius. Mm-hmm. So she's got like, oh my gosh, she was just cracking me up. And I'm glad she said it because I was thinking it, but like, I'm not going to say that. But she had to say, I wanted a nice Christmas, not an ice Christmas. And she would say it with her accent. And she'd say like, I wanted a nice Christmas, not an ass Christmas. And she's like, it sounds like I'm saying ass Christmas. And I was like, yes, it does. Like, it does. Thank you for acknowledging it because it's giving me the giggles on the inside. And she's like, whatever. I'm just saying, sounds like I'm saying ass Christmas.
I got to say, I did not notice that at all. But now that you said that, I'm really eager to go back and see it.
It just gave me such a giggle. And it's so refreshing when it's like someone is not only incredibly talented, has just that like perfect timing and, you know, a whole career of that, but is also just so authentically who they are, is just, I think that's what kind of icons and legends are made of. And so it was so, what an honor just to be in the same room with that. Cause I don't think you get to, that's not, you know, all that common, I think, these days sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I have another question. Okay. I keep thinking of all my little tidbits from it. Okay. So the young couple that sings in Joe's bar, love yes. them. I got real American Idol vibes from them. I'm like, we need to get, what is their story? The girl actually looked kind of familiar, but like, what's their, are they a couple in real life? They're obviously very talented singers. Mm-hmm. Give us the tea on them.
She's a musician. She sings. Uh-huh. And then that's really her husband, and he's an actor. And so he was learning as they were going because he had to like play the drums at one point. And he totally learned how to like mimic the drums just for this. And he was like, because she's like the singer and songwriter in the family.
I have a feeling now that they're going to be a duet. Like, this is just the beginning for them.
They were so cute.
They were so cute and so talented. Okay, but so much of our holiday experience centers around music, movies, all this good stuff. They truly help us celebrate. So in honor of all this, I have a few Christmas trivia questions for the two of you. And we're going to see how well you know your Christmas trivia. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry, they're not that hard, I promise. Okay, it is the holidays after all, I swear.
I fail after I say Santa's real. No.
Yeah, no pressure, Megan, after that.
It's like, does that girl have a brain?
Question one. Are reindeers real?
Right. In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind?
Paris.
And then number two, they're going to Miami.
Wow, you girls are good. That's right. Okay. All right. Next one. A Miracle on 34th Street is based on a real life department store. What is it?
I don't know. Macy's.
Yes.
And the lead man in that, like the character's name is Mr. Gailey.
We have the same last name.
Yes, we have the same last name. It's like the only, there's like him and then a fired Dallas Cowboys coach. And that's it. That's all I got.
Wait, so maybe you are like actually part of this whole Christmas story. Like,
what if I'm an elf?
I think you are.
I am Will Ferrell.
We're figuring it out. Who needs 23andMe when you can just watch Christmas movies and believe in Santa?
Okay, this one's a hair harder. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol?
Three. Right?
This one's
Ghosts of Christmas Past. Three. Ghosts of Christmas Present and Ghosts of Christmas Future, and then like the Grim Reaper guy.
I think it's because of the Grim Reaper guy. This
okay, so four?
Thing says four, but I'm okay. The fact that you also named them all. I mean, you're winning right now.
And I don't think he's called the Grim Reaper, but he is like the Ghost of Christmas Death or something.
Something
in
like
the Muppet
that.
Christmas Carol, he definitely looks like the Grim Reaper, and that's what I would be referencing.
And Scrooge, he's really scary too.
Yeah.
Okay. Lastly, what holiday movie will we be watching this season?
Christmas in Tune.
There you go.
Christmas in Tune.
Both of your faces are like, wait, what? That's right. Christmas in Tune. I just want Candace to start singing for us because she has a great voice.
Is she a singer?
And yes.
Come on, Belle. Christmas Belle.
No.
Christmas
Belle. Didn't you watch the movie, Megan? Christmas Belle gets very, like, a lot of stage fright and does not sing for anyone because of that one time when she was a little kid and she got dragged on stage and didn't go well.
No, that would be very frightening for like a stadium to be and like most of us were like in a living room like la 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 and you're at the Grand Ole Opry. I understand, Bill.
That's the part two coming out is basically just digesting all the trauma of performing at the Grand Ole Opry the first time and parents getting back together. And yes, that's serious stake. Well, Megan, thank you so much for joining us, for watching Christmas in Tune. It was really fun to be a part of, almost as fun as when we got to be a part of your podcast, I Love a Lifetime Movie. And we just are so thrilled to see your beautiful face again and so excited for your bundle of joy coming in 2022.
Really,
when we usually say like next year is going to be the best year ever, so much to look forward to, you actually get to say that, and that's an exciting thing.
It's gonna be wild. Thank you both so much, and I'm Candace, I'm so proud of you to go from a vampire queen to a Christmas queen. I mean, that is range. That is range. Kayla, we need you to play like an angel next. Do you
Deal.
Know?
Yes.
It is on.
No, the Grim Reaper. It was so fun to watch. If anyone listening hasn't seen it yet, you have to check it out. The full title is Reba McEntire's Christmas in Tune, starring our truly Candace King. She is fantastic in it. It is so much fun. And it is really, I think, going to be one of the good Christmas movies that are coming out this year. So
it's going to be an instant classic. I think people are going to love it. And I know when I saw Reba was in something, it was circled for me big time. Mm-hmm. And then you? Same. Oh, okay.
Thank you. Well, thank you. It's out everywhere, guys. Megan, thank you so much. Not only can you guys watch Christmas in Tune, but you can listen to Megan and Naomi's podcast, I Love a Lifetime Movie. It is so much fun. If you love Lifetime movies, especially this holiday season, you're going to get some really great recaps. Megan, thank you so much for joining us. And we have to do this again. Let's do the next Lifetime
movie. Of course.
Movie.
I'll bring Naomi next time.
Yes.
Deal.
Yes. Deal.
Well, now I just want a cup of hot cocoa and I want to sit and rewatch this and then rewatch all my favorite Christmas movies and really get into the spirit.
I want to go caroling. Megan's right. And what's funny is like, I've been caroling as well before. In Denver, Joe has friends that literally that go house to house and you do the thing where you knock on the door and we've done it once. We're like, there was actually a Christmas party going on and there was a piano and then they started playing and then everyone's singing. And I was just like, what is this? And I'm like, am I in a Lifetime movie? Nope, this is real life. So Lifetime movie moments does happen in real life during the holidays, which is I also think what makes the holidays so special.
It's so true. And what I know that we always kind of talk a little bit about what our plans are for this holiday season. And, the truth is last holiday season was really different. We were all kind of coming out of this massive pandemic that we're still in, and we did not think that we would still be in, but I can't think of a better way to celebrate than be vaccinated with my family in the same room. Last year, I was not able to be with family during Christmas. In fact, we actually had COVID over Christmas. And so even within our tiny little family, my husband and I were in separate rooms because I had it, he didn't. And so my Christmas was really, really, really lonely. And so this year, I'm so excited to be able to make new memories. And honestly, watching this movie has already started me on that path. So I cannot wait to be with family. I think it's just going to mean so much more this year than it ever has before.
Do you have one Christmas movie that you guys all watch collectively as a family? Like, is there one that you promise Tanner you won't watch without him, or with like your sister or brothers or your parents?
Our family tradition, every Thanksgiving, after we've cleared the table, everything, we all get our nightcap and we sit and watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That is, we have always done that. You know the jokes are coming, but you're still laughing so hard. And so that is something that we've always done in my family. And so if we are with my family on Thanksgiving, which we're hosting this year, so guess what? Guess what's coming on after the dinner is completed. That's ours. How about you guys? Do you have one that you watch?
Elf is, I mean, we watch them all, but the one that we make sure that we don't watch without everyone is Elf usually. Mm-hmm. But Joe and I will start watching all the other ones. And then, you know, each kid will kind of pop in like, oh, actually I want to watch Home Alone 2 this year instead of one and stuff like that. But
what's the Christmas movie that you always say is a Christmas movie that actually isn't?
You mean the Christmas classic of Just Friends?
Yes. Oh my God. This is this endless debate Candace and I have. I do not think that just because a movie takes place during Christmas and isn't a key part of the plot means it's a Christmas movie.
It is such a Christmas movie. There's a Bridget Jones Diary, Christmas movie.
No.
When Harry Met Sally, Christmas movie.
Do you think Die Hard is a Christmas movie? That's essentially what you're saying.
No, absolutely not. That's the only one that is not a Christmas movie. Shut it down is what I say. Every time Joe goes to put it on, I was like, no, no, not today. Not this year. But that is
it's a real ongoing debate. Yeah. But
I know
one movie we'll all be watching and that a lot of our listeners will be watching. You guys, make sure to check out Reba McEntire's Christmas in Tune. It will have you snap in your fingers. It will have a big smile on your face and you will truly feel like the holidays have begun. Candace, you were fantastic. It was so much fun to watch.
Thanks, Kay. Thank you. It was so fun to be a part of. It was a nice breath of fresh holiday air. And so I'm so excited. For anyone that loves Christmas movies, it is like an ultimate Christmas holiday family movie that you can watch with your little kids and your grandparents and everyone in between. I hope everyone enjoys it. And thank you, Kayla. And thank you, Megan, for joining and watching. And Melissa, thank you for watching as well. And for taking this hour to celebrate a little Christmas fun. We hope that you guys liked this episode. Please enjoy Christmas in Tune. Stay warm, stay safe, and we're going to have an all new episode of Directionally Challenged waiting for you next week. Till then.
Directionally Challenged is a production of Pineapple Productions.
Producer Melissa DeMonts. Post-production sound by Chris Henry.
Music by Joe King.
And advertising partnership with Acast.